Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. Ever feel like you're lugging around a backpack full of emotional baggage? You know, those past hurts, resentments, maybe even some regrets that just keep weighing you down? That's what we're diving into today, the power of forgiveness, not for other people, but for ourselves. Because holding on to anger and bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It messes us up way more than anyone else, right? Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about releasing those negative emotions so you can finally break free from that emotional backpack and start living lighter. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and reclaim your peace. 1. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about saying what someone did was okay, it's about recognizing that holding on to those feelings is hurting you more than anyone else. Think of it like this, you wouldn't keep a rotten apple in your fridge, would you? It just attracts pests and spoils everything around it. Forgiveness is like tossing out that rotten apple and making space for something fresh and good. 2. It takes time. This isn't a one-day workshop, folks. Forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel progress and moments where you just want to chuck the whole backpack back on your shoulders. Be patient with yourself. Forgive yourself for taking time, for struggling, for having those difficult emotions. 3. You don't have to forget. Forgiving someone doesn't mean forgetting what happened. You can acknowledge the hurt, the pain, the betrayal, and still choose to let go of the anger and resentment that comes with it. Think of it like this, you wouldn't erase a scar from your body because it serves as a reminder of how strong you are, right? Forgiveness is like that. It allows you to acknowledge the past while moving forward with strength and resilience. 4. It doesn't mean reconciliation. Forgiveness isn't about getting back together with someone who hurt you or condoning their actions. You can forgive someone without rebuilding a relationship with them. Sometimes, the healthiest choice is to simply move on and create space for your own healing. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. This isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Talk to yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through something similar. Remember, you deserve peace, joy, and lightness in your life. Now, imagine this. You're at a family gathering, and suddenly, your aunt starts gossiping about someone behind their back. You know they've been through a tough time recently, and hearing these hurtful words feels like a fresh stab. Your initial reaction might be to join in, fueled by anger or resentment. But what if you chose a different path? What if, instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you took a deep breath and reminded yourself that holding on to this anger is only going to hurt you? You could even silently choose to forgive your aunt for her thoughtless words, recognizing that she might be projecting her own insecurities. This act of forgiveness doesn't mean condoning her behavior, it means choosing not to let those words poison your own peace. It's about taking back your power and creating space for compassion, even when it feels difficult. So remember, folks. Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge our pain, to choose to let go, and to move forward with grace and resilience. And that's something worth celebrating. Ready to start your own journey towards forgiveness? Take a moment right now to identify one thing you need to forgive, yourself or someone else. And take a deep breath. Let those emotions go. You deserve peace. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And join the conversation on social media using hashtag Healthy Boundaries Podcast. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay true to yourselves and protect your peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.